the earth will be the last seventh time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we have to look at this in two different worlds. There's a legislative world, which we all pretty much understand in this committee, and then there's the world out there that dealt with this, these negotiations for all this time. I think there are some who would just assume, look for and determine the consequences of anything we do, and if we don't sign this, or we don't agree to it, then I'm just concerned it's going to unravel everything that's been done. I just think that people would take advantage of that. Senator Savage's motion, I think, is a step in that direction, but no matter what we do with an agreement, whether a disagreement with anyone else is, the legislature has full right and duties to do whatever they want to do. And so, by the mere fact that we do something after this, does not consequent this agreement, no more than with any other agreement. We have the right to do that, and I think we need to take that into consideration. I'm just concerned that if we don't put a nail in this baby, it's going to fall away. And I think there are a lot of folks who would like to have it thrown away. So I can live with this motion and fully accept that I'm afraid that between the time this legislation is put together and the time that we get it passed, this other thing could have dissolved, at least partially. I don't think that we want that to happen.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Senator Jack and Senator James have kind of made the point that I want to make, that you ought to understand that from at least from my viewpoint, I would guess probably some of the members of the committee, if not all of them, we look at this list and certainly it's a list of people who have great credentials. In the final say, it's here down with its own web of people. People's dollars paid for, and it is in the hands of those of us in the legislature, the people's elected officials, as to how it is dealt with. We share, all of us here today, and burden of trying to do the right thing with the people's money, people's investment. It's an agonizing decision that we have to make. I wonder if we allow this to be signed. This is a contract. Can the legislature break that contract?
All right. With that, that clears it up a lot. So, it is a question, and I don't know. I guess I would refer to our counsel, Mr. Clark. The question that ended this discussion was, if we sign this now, it becomes a contract, does the legislature have the authority to break that contract? That was, in essence, your question. Was that what you wanted?
I don't think there's any contract that's going on between the legislature or this committee and the various parties. They've come up with an agreement in terms of how they want to go forward. If this committee says fine, then they could go forward. And if they do go forward and there's legislation that's later passed, if they've actually conveyed the easement, which I think is, given my understanding of all practice here, I don't believe that the actual easement will be conveyed until late this coming year or beyond, because I believe it's contingent upon a certain approval, for instance, of this Army Corps filing. So I don't think the easement will actually be conveyed until after this next session. So I don't think, at least in my own mind, that anything materially will have changed legally between now and the time the legislature has an opportunity to act. So if you say yes or no at this point,
there's a side back.
Now, a point of clarification, I was under a misinformation that I thought I understood before. It's my understanding from the department that they might prefer to wait for this application with the Army Corps, but that they feel it could go forward even before that application was approved, which would suggest that they could, in fact, convey the easement before the legislature would have the opportunity to take action. Whether they would actually do that, whether they would actually take that action before waiting for the Corps to approve the bank into which they anticipate this land going, is a question I can answer. But that's a clarification. I was indicating that they really couldn't go forward. It appears they could go forward, whether they would or not. That's, again, sort of a side issue. Your question was, is there a contract? You wouldn't be signing a contract, so I don't think there's anything that would be... You wouldn't put yourself in any legal difficulty if you say yes at this point to the proposal that's come before you, and the legislature will still have the opportunity at the end of next session to take whatever actions it chooses to take, and I'm doubtful, but I don't want to say that it won't happen, that they will actually convey the easement before you have an opportunity in the next legislature to take that action. Sounds like...
Thank you, but you see right now, this issue now is at the core of, I think, Ms. Tilburg's concern that we were somehow changing the agreement that was so difficult to craft between all of the signatories. They were looking at it, again, according to testimony, as if this were going to be the agreement. Now, if in subsequent to that, we have another agreement which allows a umbrella mitigation bank or another agreement, which is what's on the table before us now, is a motion to have the legislature direct the DOT to pursue permitting a fort, anything that we do beyond this, is that going to release the signatories to this agreement? I mean, if it is, it's not much of a commitment to the by the signatories to this agreement, signatory. So it's a rhetorical question. That's a concern. I understand. So that's where I am with this now, and I appreciate, I think, Representative Fisher for bringing this up.
Back to what Senator Dinan was saying, I think we are four steps ahead of where we have to be. I think he's saying we need to decouple these things as far as, because that's why when everyone was saying signature, I felt like we were obligated to say, I think we are acknowledging if we agree with this committee's working on. And if we do, then we move to that next step, which is to address all the things that Mr. Clark has talked about as far as do we go forward with the easement? Is there even the authority to convey the land? You know, there's a lot of pieces, but some of it we're really being asked to look at this one isolated piece. And that there is, and I do have to agree, though, I don't see this change in the agreement. I respect that. I wasn't there for meetings and the passion and all that piece that goes there. But I mean, right now we're being asked to look at this agreement in isolation. And I understand that but people have signed it have to understand this isn't done in a vacuum. And even if it gets reapproved, there's going to be steps beyond this. But I think it allows the department to move forward. And I like the commissioner's analogy of like a business park or something. You have a product that you can move forward and start talking about and saying this is what. So I'm very torn. I see this agreement as a separate piece. I think support Senator Savage's piece, but I think Senator Diamond has made a very good point. So I think Senator's decoupling the two and focusing simply on the agreement at this point, and it doesn't obligate the state. It basically says we acknowledge what the committee said and we agree with them.
Thank you. I'm going to wait with John Thomas and listen to your idea of
Senator. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. If the committee decided they want to go with Senator Savage's motion, could we at least then make a statement as part of that say that if we do, that we support the court action, support the agreement that's been done to this point, and noting and the motion speaks for itself, but make that statement as a committee so that we've kind of inched up as close as we can possibly get to it without voting for it as per se. So there's no misconceptions, no misinterpretation as to what our intentions are.
And so that's a little different maybe from accepting the conservation easement but leaving it unsigned. We do want to make a statement because I think I'd be willing to do that. I'm truthfully said that I accept this work that's been done by the Joint Planning Committee. I do. And I don't want to step back away from it. And I'd like to have the committee support it. The piece that I like about the proposed amendment is that it now is the next step, which is directing the department to move forward and getting forward. Let's get that done with post haste and not let disagreement get in the way of it. That's where I am with it. So I should go ahead with that.
We have a unanimous vote, and I'm not discussing regarding this. We have a unanimous on both of those pieces.
That's a strong signal. That's a good thing.
I guess my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that if we do not accept Senator Savage's motion and we approve the agreement, then we are giving the Department of Transportation, because there's already enabling legislation, we are giving the Department of Transportation permission to sign and convey the conservation agreement away. And once that's done and recorded, or once that's done and signed away, then we can do whatever we want, but we've signed a legally binding document. And our vote gives the department the right to sign that and convey that.
I don't know if I would characterize it in just those words, but I think you have, and I think it is correct what you said.